Coast Radio News for Thursday, August 20, 2020. I'm George Henry. Despite reporting 203 new cases of the coronavirus and 11 new deaths, the Oregon Health Authority, in its weekly report, says cases of COVID-19 infections are still trending down statewide. Last week, there were 1,963 new cases, which was 159 fewer cases than the previous week. There was no change in the overall percentages of positive cases, though. That number remains at 5.4%. There were also 28 fewer hospitalizations. The state's total number of cases is now 23,870. On Tuesday, Jason Davis with Lane County Public Health also reported a downward trend for our region. There are currently 641 cases in Lane County, which added four more to the total yesterday. Of the 11 new deaths reported yesterday, all reportedly had underlying health conditions. Multnomah County continues to be the hotspot for COVID cases with 5,448. There are no new cases to report for the 97439 zip code. The Port of Siuslaw is seeking to fill a vacancy on their Board of Commissioners. Position 2 was vacated recently by the resignation of Craig Brandt. There was no official word from Brandt or the Board of Commissioners on Brandt's exit. The board will now look to fill the position by appointment. That position will be termed on June 30, 2021, at which time an elected successor will be seated. Persons wishing to apply for the position can do so at the port's website, portofsiuslaw.com. Applicants must be registered voters residing within the Port of Siuslaw District. City Light Cinema owner Michael Falter says they hope to be reopened on August 28th. Falter said circumstances surrounding operations that had nothing to do with COVID-19 required the temporary closing. Opening on August 28th is the horror fantasy film The New Mutants, which Falter says will be the first new film for the reopening. Megan Messmer with the City of Florence says next Thursday, the 27th, will be FloGrow Day. The city's popular composted Class A biosolid will be distributed to the Florence Public Works Operations Center on Kingwood and 27th Street beginning at 9 a.m. Loads will be limited to one pickup bed or small utility trailer and is distributed on a first-come, first-serve basis. Citizens of Florence united to assist in removal of graffiti that had been painted on the rocks at the beach entrance on the North Jetty. Although the participation was appreciated, Brett Henry from Lane County Parks released a letter asking that the lead ranger for Lane County Parks, Dan Anderson, be contacted prior to attempting to remove any future graffiti. Henry says he wants to ensure that environmentally safe methods are used in removing the paint. Henry says they are also considering a gate to prevent nighttime activities if the tagging continues. That's Coast Radio News for Thursday, August 20th, 2020.